Well, not too much. Occasionally you hear of people getting dog bit, but you don't have mad dogs, you know, like we used to, because they get the rabies shot.
Yeah, that's right.
But occasionally you do hear of a dog getting bit, and if you don't have the tag on that dog, if it's a pet in your yard, a half dog, if you don't have a collar and that tag on there showing that it has had that rabies shot, it is killed and sent off. The vet takes it and cuts its head off and sends it off.
Make sure.
Yeah. So if you ever have a dog, be sure that you have the rabies.
Tag.
You know, when you get the rabies shot, you get a tag, and you be sure that you always keep that on the dog.
So the little metal tag. We were talking about some of the cows and stuff you had on your farm. What was the male cow called?
Bull.
Oh, the bull. Was there a name for the female cow?
Well, no, just the cow. Heifer.
Oh, heifer.
That's what the little cows were usually called. You know, the little milk cows. The heifers, as they, you know, grew out of the calf stage and begun getting into the calf, you know, the milk calf stage. They were called heifers.
Yeah. So there's different.
And then they were just calves. And then there were, of course, there were a lot of different kind of calves, Holstein and Jersey and just a lot of different kinds of cows.
Yeah.
Cows, you know. Black Angus, you know, that's one of the most popular.
Yeah, that's the black. Did you have any mules on your farm?
Yeah, we had mules.
Really?
Wow.
How many did you have?
Two. We always had two. We had horses.
You plowed?
We didn't ever have a tractor. Because like I said, we didn't farm after I was about 11 years old. We didn't farm any after then. But we always had mules. We always had at least one horse, because Daddy rode the horse, and the boys rode the horses. But we were not ever allowed to ride. And I never did want to, because I was always afraid of the thing.
Me too. Me too. You ever have ox on your farm?
Yeah.
Really? Can you tell me something
about that? Well, you know, I told you yesterday about this, but my brother had these two oxen. You know,
that's right.
He raised the two oxen. You know, it was the funniest thing about that, because that doesn't concern this, and you probably won't get ahead with it, but my daddy sold those two oxen. We were at, back in the country then, when they would have revivals every year, you know, at churches, they would call them protracted meetings. That's what they used to call them a long time ago. There was a man there, a Mr. Kirkham, that Daddy sold these oxen to. They were beginning to get too old, you know, and everything. Buck and Ball was the oxen's name. Daddy sold those oxen that day. And did you know my brother was grown and he cried a month?
Did you get rid of his oxen?
Well, we all, they were just like members of the family. They were just pets.
Is there a name, a phrase for, say, two mules or two oxen?
Team.
Oh, really?
A team,
Is that for oxen too, or is it
another word? No, that's just for the mules, a horses. Now, oxen, I think you call those pairs a pair of oxen.
If you have a cow that's going to have, that's expecting a calf,